Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for all the wonderful calls, texts, and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Halloween Thursday. Happy Halloween.
Boo. Boo. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
Let's celebrate. Happy Halloween, everyone.
That's Dustin. And Tyler Farrigal filling in for Brandon Fryer. Thank you, buddy. You did a great job.
Well played.
That's right. I believe that's Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
Yeah.
For the Thriller.
From Thriller.
Yes.
Right?
1984.
Hey, Marshall Harris is here.
Happy Halloween.
And he's with Dan Bernstein. Aww. He was afraid that was coming, Dan. I apologize in advance.
I don't care.
Wow.
Hey, guys. Hey.
You don't care for my apology?
No, it's not necessary.
Damn you, sir.
It doesn't matter. It's just so cute watching these kids, the kindergartners, toddling their way into school in costume.
Yeah.
This one kid was dressed as an astronaut, and he was trying so hard to keep his balance with this giant globe on his head. He's got the orange suit on with the little hoses coming off of it. He's like, well, I got it. I'm good.
Yeah, I used to love those with the kids.
And it's so early now. So by the time we get home, starting around 3, 4, as soon as school lets out.
Wait, they go trick-or-treating that early?
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating at 3?
I think it's going to be
for the little
over.
Kids? Yeah.
It's like usually you get a little dinner and then you go trick-or-treating.
No. We used to do that, yeah.
And then, I guess we're old.
Are there still treats going on or has that been going for a long time?
You mean tricks?
Yeah, tricks or treats, right?
Oh, yeah, there's treats.
Oh, the treats. I'm sorry. No, I meant the tricks. We used to... shaving cream and all. Did you ever?
No, we were yesterday. Marshall did a story about Des Moines, Iowa, and how they're finally catching up to doing Halloween on the regular night. But there was some tradition of you don't get your candy until you tell a joke.
What?
Yeah, Des Moines. This is in Des Moines. They hadn't celebrated Halloween.
S's are silent
since 1938.
They always did it on a different night.
They did it the night before because they had real problems with what they called hooliganism. And so they never had to. But this year, heavy rain in the forecast and thunderstorms postponed it until October 31st. It had been October 30th. So now they're actually celebrating on Halloween for the first time since 1938.
I think that's wild. I just don't know where the joke thing came in. See, and I got to imagine some of them aren't that good.
Of course they're not good.
I would tell you is... I'm so sorry I didn't grow up in Des Moines because every house would have gotten the aristocrats. Every single house. Boy. Oh, hello, little boy. I see you're dressed as Darth Vader. Do you have a joke? A talent agent is sitting in his office and a family walks in spangled suits. And I would do the whole bit until they're absolutely aghast. And then I would demand my 100 grand bar.
I think you're getting the 100 grand might be a...
Then I would go to the next house.
You were that filthy as a child.
I would go to the next house and I would do the same joke. until I got my fun size.
Every day that goes by,
I think the fourth house he'd be arrested.
Well, I'm saying every day that goes by.
If I'm doing it right, yes. There's a kid walking around telling the aristocrats to every house.
That sounds just awful. Beyond awful, actually.
No.
You sound insufferable anytime you tell a story about yourself as a child.
It would have been great. Oh, God, that would have been the best.
Why limit it to his childhood?
Exactly.
I work with him every day, and I may get to
Des Moines by tonight.
But the way you describe your childhood makes me... What? You would have been bullied beyond belief in my neighborhood.
Boy, it's so true.
Beyond belief. You would have been roasted every day. We've been playing the dozen with you. Like
people got mad because I literally dressed as Satan one year.
Oh wow,
a little too on the nose for their liking.
And then sixth grade, I was a terrorist.
Again, a little too on the nose for their liking.
I was literally a terrorist. So,
well, you sound like a social terrorist talking about things you wanted to do as a child.
It was great.
How are you handling this glorious day of tricks and treats?
Lots of Bears talk. I love the fact that the Bears have had their meetings and the coach has told the players, don't tell people I'm an idiot. And they're like, well, our coach is kind of an idiot, but we can't say anything publicly about it now. So, well, I guess you just got to watch the games. The Bulls keep winning.
How
so
about that?
Pretty interesting.
I love it.
Pretty interesting, in a but a way that's making me a little nervous about this pick.
I told you to be nervous.
Yeah, you did. You did. Charge on Fantasy at 11:25, high noon. Ryan Leaf is going to join us at noon. He's got the Westwood call of Oregon and Michigan, and we'll also talk some NFL with him. Jarrett Payton, 12:25. We'll put a cap on the World Series, and then we should have the fresh coordinator sound at 1 o'clock. Ian Eagle at 1:25.
Have a great show.